Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, your host, and thanks for joining us again on the broadcast. Now, remember, you can listen to previous day's messages on the podcast at WJMM.com because you're probably listening at WJMM 99.1 FM right now, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. But you can also go to loveandlordship.com and find more, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Family Foundation and their site and information you can get there. But we're here for a Family Foundation Friday again with our good friend, Executive Director David Walls. David, thanks again, brother.
Great. Good to be with you.
Now, we said last week that we were going to hit on the primary because we recorded the day before that came out. So take it away. Tell us a little bit about the turnout and what that means for us moving forward.
Yeah, so we have completed the primary election. So there was about, I think, that you know, they were expecting low turnout. I saw some conversations that they thought turnout might even be down at 10%. I think it ended up between 14 and 15%, which is still low. Considerably low. But, you know, just to recap, you know, there was a primary election on the Republican side and on the Democratic side. You know, and obviously a lot of focus and attention on the top of the ticket, the governor's race. And so just to remind folks, you know, this is a gubernatorial election year. The other statewide constitutional officers, a number of them are on the ballot. So in November, as Kentuckians, we will be going and deciding governor and several other key statewide leadership positions. Right. So this is obviously just a very important election cycle, an important year. But, you know, on the Republican side of things, you had 12 people, Greg.
Yeah, that was
a
crazy.
Very highly contested race, a number of notable candidates. But I will say, you know, our current Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, he overwhelmingly won, almost got 50%, I think around 48% of the vote in a very highly contested race. There was a number of other candidates that got got a good portion of the vote, but I would say that, you know, it's probably fair to say it seems like he was the front runner based on the polls and stuff, but certainly looks like he kind of ran away with it and kind of overperformed in a 12-person primary. Yeah. So on the Democrat side, Governor Andy Beshear won the Democrat primary. Some folks may not have even known that he had two folks. I think there was two that were on the ballot challenging him in the Democrat primary, but he won something like over 90% of the vote.
No surprise there.
So really, you know, and as folks, you're probably already starting to see a lot of conversation about this very important race between Attorney General Cameron and the current governor. But Greg, we just wanted to go through, you know, and just mention some of the other races. You know, so the race for Attorney General will also be on the ballot. So you've got Republican Russell Coleman will be running against Democrat Pamela Stevenson. You've got Secretary of State Michael Adams, who is the incumbent Secretary of State. So he won his primary. Yeah. He'll be running against Charles Wheatley. And then the treasurer's race, you've got Mark Metcalf. He won a three-person primary on the Republican side, so he'll be on the Republican side. And then Michael Bowman is the Democratic Party candidate. You've got the auditor, Allison Ball, who
current treasurer,
right, right. And she is going to be running against Kimberly Reeder. And then Commissioner of Agriculture, you've got Jonathan Schell. Excuse me, he won the Republican primary. And we'll be running against Sierra Enloe, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then finally, there was also, just to remind folks, because it's actually probably some in our listening audience, there was a special election. Mm-hmm. Senate District 28 was on primary election as well. And so the Republican candidate in that race, Greg Elkins, won that. That wasn't a primary. There was a Democrat. There was an independent in that race. Greg Elkins won that race. And so he will be the senator in the 28th Senate District. And so that means that in the Kentucky Senate, we're back up to there's 31 Republicans now, and there's 7 Democrats in the Kentucky Senate. So some important races were decided on Tuesday, a little over 2 weeks ago.
So. Well, and the interesting thing with that is with the maybe a little bit of a surprise with Daniel Cameron, Attorney General, because with 12 in there, people were thinking there's 3 or 4 here that could battle and somebody wins 25 to 30%, they're probably going to win this thing.
Yeah.
That's what people were talking about. He goes for 48%. That probably bodes well for him if the Republican Party can really come together, and I think they will.
Yeah.
That'll bode well for him.
Absolutely.
And he's taken some really strong stands. What do you see as that general election comes in November for that governor's race?
Yeah, you know, and I really think there's going to be there's a strong difference on the core, you know, on core issues impacting life. You know, the Attorney General Cameron has been time and time again, his office has been in court defending
very
Kentucky's pro-life laws, including as we sit here. You know, our governor has been very pro-abortion. You know, he vetoed a big pro-life omnibus bill that passed in the 2022 legislative session. And he obviously was, you know, adamantly opposed to Amendment 2 here in Kentucky. So there definitely is a big difference on the issue of life. As we relate to other issues, you know, one of the other ones, Greg, that continues to be in the news is the battle over saving women's sports and protecting female athletes from this radical transgender ideology that says that we should allow biological boys who identify as girls to compete on female athletics.
And there's a clear difference there. We've seen it over and over. When they're allowed to, they were mediocre, above average oftentimes on the male side.
Yeah.
But when competing against the females, they're dominating.
Yeah.
I mean, we've known that. Anybody with half a brain has known that for a long time. So we know where Governor Beshear stood on that because of SB 150 that we talked about previously, right, with the transgender issues. Do you know where Attorney General and Governor candidate Cameron stand with that?
Yeah, I mean, he has been a strong supporter of protecting female
women's
athletics,
rights,
recognizing the biological differences between male and females. And just to kind of add some context to that, Greg, you know, as we sit here right now, the Biden administration there's been a number of states, Kentucky, I think we're up to 20 states now that have passed laws protecting female sports. And so in response to that, the Biden administration really kind of, you know, bowing to the LGBT movement and wanting to undercut these state laws has proposed a new rule under the Department of Education that would essentially try to rewrite Title IX and you know, try to undercut these state laws that have been passed. And so that process has been ongoing. And so Attorney General Cameron, as well as I believe it was attorney generals from 17 different states, submitted very strong comments in opposition to that proposed
rule. Family Foundation was a part of it,
The Family Foundation, we encouraged our supporters. The kind of federal rulemaking process is a process that is unfortunately we've seen, and I'll just say this, unfortunately we've seen this administration really try to use that. We saw the Obama administration when Biden was president really start trying to aggressively use the federal rulemaking process to really rewrite laws when they don't have the support in Congress to actually change the federal law.
They override the legislature.
You know, the Family Foundation, we submitted, a number of other, you know, pro-family organizations and just other Americans had the opportunity to submit a rule, and the department's supposed to take those comments into, you know, into say when they're looking at revising that. But I just bring that up to say, you know, this really is one of these moments where you have to recognize that these are big differences, you know, and so.
Well, Title IX, you mentioned Title IX. Title IX is a former athlete and coach and athletic director. That was what gave the teeth to women's sports.
Right.
What we are seeing in any successes with women's sports in college and at the professional level now, even at the high school with scholarships and things like that, was as a result of Title IX, which they made tremendous strides with.
Absolutely.
So if he's undercutting that, it's going to be very interesting as to the backlash from that, I would think. We're starting to see some of that from women and from women athletes, but I think this is going to continue to go further.
Right, yeah. So you've seen Attorney General Cameron, obviously, supporting the effort to protect female sports You mentioned, on SB 150, mm-hmm. specifically as it relates to protecting kids from these so-called gender transition interventions. Right. You know, that piece of legislation that passed this session, the governor very emphatically vetoed that bill.
Right. Right.
Then the legislature turned around and very emphatically overrode his veto of that bill. And as you and I, Greg, talked about last week, the ACLU has now gone into court and is challenging that piece, and we're I've already heard word that the Attorney General's office will be strongly defending the duly enacted laws of the Commonwealth of Kentucky protecting our kids from these harmful procedures. And so there really is on some of the core issues of the day that have been at the forefront of issues that the legislature has addressed, you really see two contrasting views, two contrasting worldviews, and obviously, for those, the parties themselves have very real, distinct differences on these issues, and so it certainly is going to be a big moment of choosing for Kentucky. Yeah. I just personally believe at the end of the day, the average Kentuckian wants to see female sports protected.
Yes.
Is thankful that we were able to pass a law this session to protect parental rights in education, to protect our kids from harm, to put policies in place that say school districts have to have bathroom and locker room facilities that are based on biological sex.
Right.
I really view these things as common sense. And so those are certainly be issues. There'll be other issues certainly highlighted, but as we head into the immediate aftermath of the primary, I think those are some big issues that a lot of Christians will be looking at to see the differences between the candidates.
Well, and I was sitting here thinking as you're saying that, David, that not only do I hope that we have a governor that will stand for those things, with not only common sense, but truth. We've talked about that many times on the show. But also that the attorney general that follows him will take stands much like he did.
Oh, absolutely.
If you could have that, where you would have a strong governor and a strong attorney general, then and a strong legislature, and then of course we got to be concerned a little bit about once you get in power, what was it said? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to be concerned about that. We got to find people who are humble in what they do at every one of these levels and say, let's do the common sense thing. Let's align it with truth so that we have good laws and we have good people.
Yeah.
And it is, you said it, it's an absolute clear contrast. I was asked to write an article. I think it was the two cycles ago in the presidential election, and on how do you vote?
Yeah.
It was very simple. You vote, first of all, as a Christian, you vote according to God's word.
Absolutely.
How do you do that? Well, then you look at the issues.
Right.
Then you look at the candidates. And if you can't find a clear candidate, then take a step back and go look at the people that surround them and the issues they're supposed to be supporting.
And evaluate their records.
Evaluate,
right?
Exactly.
That is what's so important. Because, look, we're, and this is true of candidates in both parties. In election seasons, there's a lot of good talk.
right. Yeah.
And promises. So it's important to go back and look at the record, and
that's
why we'll be putting together a general election voter guide that be available. We'll have a lot of time to talk about that as we get to November.
Yeah, we get close,
but
to
it's important to vet the candidates and understand what they believe.
Yeah. How do they contact you again, David? Let's close it out.
At KentuckyFamily.org, folks can learn more about the Family Foundation and get signed up for our publication and emails.
And loveandlordship.com, that's our ministry site, and you can find out all kinds of things. There are podcasts, videos, articles. You can even get our book, The Authority of Love, icon right in the middle of the homepage. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Now stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter coming right up, and then my good friend Greg Horn, and Hope is here at 12:45. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love. Ooh.